Well, after leaving a trail of destruction through the Caribbean, Hurricane Irma is now slamming into Florida. So far, there are three dead, 210 kilometre per hour winds flooding streets and almost 2 million houses and businesses without power. In preparation for the storm, more than 6.5 million people were ordered to evacuate their homes. And for the latest, Miami Herald's Glenn Garvin is with me. Hello, Glenn, and thank you. What can you tell us about the latest? Where are we at with Irma right now?
Well, Irma has crossed the Florida Keys. I have no idea whether the average person in New Zealand knows this geography. Of course, it's very familiar to us. The Keys are a series of islands running off the southern tip of Florida. It's crossed those Keys, given them absolute hell from what we can tell, though they were mostly evacuated. So it may be that there will turn out to be not very much loss of life there. And now the storm is headed north. Irma has been kind of unpredictable. It seems like it was only a few days ago that we thought it might head to the east, go off the east coast of Florida, and hardly bother us at all. Instead, it looks as if it will head up the west coast of Florida, possibly for the city of Naples, a kind of medium-sized city, and then very possibly towards Tampa and St. Petersburg, twin cities about midway up the Florida Peninsula. And the Tampa area was declared by a World Bank study about 5 years ago, I think, as one of the 10 most vulnerable cities in the world to a hurricane. So that could be pretty nasty if that's what happens.
So if it's tracking up towards Tampa, does it there follow, it's going to go across Orlando and keep going up South Carolina rather than going back out to sea? Is that the way it's heading?
I think that that's too far ahead to see. None of the meteorologists really pretend that they have much notion of what's going to happen after it reaches Tampa. It could go up the center of the state. I think that the city of Atlanta in Georgia, which is hundreds of miles distant from any coastline, is now under a tropical storm warning for the first time in the city's existence. So it could go that way. It could go further east to South Carolina. There's some chance, I suppose, that it might bounce west and go over towards Louisiana. That I think is not a very likely scenario, but you just haven't been able to rule out anything with the storm. It's been very strangely behaved.
So it's hit Florida Keys. What is the damage? What destruction is it causing?
We haven't heard. We believe it's extensive in terms of property, but the authorities had warned that the Keys were going to be a death trap many days ago. And here in Miami, we've been watching caravans of refugees flood out of the Keys for several days now. So we think there's not too many people down there and personally vulnerable. And the fact that we haven't heard very much of what happened seems to bear that out. So we're not aware of the details of the damage, but it looks like it's probably pretty extensive.
There was concern where you are in Miami. There was concern. I think you got something like 26 high-rise cranes that are there, and the belief was that they would crash. What do we know about that?
At least two of them have done so. I think it's a. I'm of course in my. Newspaper's newsroom, busily writing stories, but when you see the TV footage of these things, it's terrifying. And much of downtown Miami looks like a series of canyons with rivers flowing along the bottom. You see coconuts flying everywhere from our palm trees. These are not the kind of coconuts you eat. But and that sounds kind of funny, I admit it. But it's not at all funny if it hits your window, and much less so your head. Coconuts shattering windows and letting the hurricane strength winds inside can be very, very serious. That's one of the leading causes of taking out houses or buildings. So far, no reports of that. But the cranes, it's awesome, is all I can say. It's you cannot believe that the wind could bring down something as big as that, but there it is.
Glenn, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That is Glenn Garvin, a reporter from the Miami Herald, News Talk ZB.